Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, I'm Joe Connolly with David Roger, who has found a new business niche in what you may think is a crowded, filled field. Eyeglasses, but eyeglasses to reduce eye strain because of computer overusage. David, how did you get the idea for Felix Gray eyewear?
Yeah, so I was working for the CEO of Zappos, Tony Hsieh, on his second startup called Downtown Project. And basically, I was a finance and ops analyst, and I was there to see if all the projects that we were doing were financially feasible and how to make them financially feasible. Really what that boils down to is being in front of Excel and my computer for 12 hours a day. And my eyes just started to kill me. Like at the end of the day, I had a little bit of a headache. My eyes, you know, kind of were blurry and I was, you know, squinting. And I looked around and half the people were complaining about the same thing and everyone's in front of a screen.
Headache, blurry, squinting.
Yeah, so a lot of the things.
You think it's just because we're busy or we didn't eat.
Yeah, so a lot of people think, so there's kind of a few different groups. Really a lot of this falls under the category of digital eye strain. So it's things like the headaches, the dry eyes, the blurry vision, the eye strain that you might feel. And my co-founder was at UBS's Global Asset Management, kind of in the same position. He was doing quant data stuff for their hedge fund in front of a screen, probably even more than me. And, you know, everyone on his desk was the same thing. They were in front of a screen 12, 14 hours a day. Their eyes were all bothering them as well. And we kind of looked around and said, well, why isn't there a solution for this if everyone's complaining about it?
And you found out that there was not?
Yeah, so the ways, two of the main culprits are blue light and glare, which are things that a computer's producing. And so we looked at the market, and there's really only one player in the space already, and they had really developed a very niche market amongst gamers and some developers. Their styles were much more sporty, yellow lenses, kind of looked like you were one of the X-Men when you were putting them on. And our thought was, well, everyone goes in the office, they care about what they look like, they're going to care about what they put on their face. And so let's develop something that really marries fashion with function, is something that can effectively filter blue light, effectively eliminate glare, but also looks good, looks beautiful at the same time.
Now, are you wearing your product right now?
Yeah, this is Felix Gray.
And those are not magnifying you in any way, but they're just reducing glare.
Yeah, so it's a great question. So when we first started, we actually launched with just non-prescription, which seems really funny and kind of a roundabout way of getting into the eyewear market. But the goal was, okay, everyone's in front of a screen, and there's enough people that have 20/20 or who are contacts who need this as well. And so the fact is that we developed a proprietary lens with our lens supplier, and it was easier to get into non-prescription first. And so what happened there was, you know, we, you know, started saying, okay, let's sell to just contact wearers and to people of 20/20. And actually, a couple weeks ago, we just launched prescription for the first time.
How do you sell and how are sales?
So we sell exclusively through our website, shopfelixgray.com. It's a direct-to-consumer brand. And we believe in, you know, building up and communicating with our customers through a digital-first experience, but of course having physical presence as needed. And then sales are good. I can't give specific numbers, but we've had, you know, triple-digit growth year over year since launching in May of 2016.
How do you get them to come to your website?
So it's a variety of things. I think, one, there's a unique storytelling angle here. We ultimately are a brand that stands for happiness and productivity in today's screen-filled world. Everyone's in front of a screen. That speaks to a lot of people. And then we do a really good job on creating content that's engaging and interesting. It's educational, it's not boring, but it's also fun and you feel special being part of it and consuming it, and then finding the right marketing channels to share that content.
Which is a good marketing channel for you?
I mean, it's all the traditional, so Facebook, AdWords, we've moved into podcasts, email, all those channels are really effective.
The website looks great. Did you hire professional designers to make it look that
thanks.
High fashion, stylish?
Yes. So, I mean, one of the big things for us is brand. And so we want people's eyes to feel good, but we want them to feel good, them to feel confident in what they're wearing at the same time. And so a lot of that has to do with making sure the glasses look good. And then a lot of that has to do with making sure that everything that you're being part of with the brand looks good as well. So we brought on last summer our creative director, who is the former creative director at Away Luggage, to kind of make the brand bigger than it felt at the time. And that kind of all came because I had someone reach out to me to interview for an internship role over the summer. And she said, I'll never forget it. She said, well, a brand that's kind of getting as big as yours, you know, like, I'm sure you have a lot of different things on your plate. And I thought, like, man, we are not like a big brand. Like, we do not feel like that. We need to get on that.
So you're thinking, tell me more, intern. Yeah,
she kind of felt that we were a bigger brand than we felt ourselves. And so our thought was, okay, if this is already the connection that we have with customers, let's elevate that experience and let's bring on the right, let's build out that part of the team as well. So build out our creative team to make sure that our brand, like you said, it looks good. It feels good when you go to the website.
That was a real, I can tell how you just told the story, that was a real light bulb moment to you when this young woman said, I know you're really big, or however she put it.
Yeah, I think the most important thing is listening to, she was a customer first, and I think the most important thing is like listening to our customers and then building their sentiment and their feelings into our roadmap for how we're going to get better. Because if we're going to get better in a box, we're not listening to what people think about us and the customers that we have, then we're not going in the right direction.
Is most of your growth by organic or through advertisements and keyword searches?
It's a combination. Word of mouth is really strong, which is awesome. Like I said, I think that there's a unique storytelling component here. Everyone's in front of a screen. Half the people are complaining about it, and people are looking for a solution that makes them feel part of something greater than just having a product at hand that helps. But then advertising also is pretty useful.
And your best advertising is what?
I would say Facebook is really powerful. AdWords is great. And those are two of the main things. But as we continue to grow, we're looking to, you know, more and more channels. As I mentioned, we move into podcasts, and podcasts are super fun because it's really fun being able to give a pair to the podcast host, let them play around with it, let them experience kind of the reduction in the eye strain that they might have already been feeling. And then it leads to a really authentic, you know, ad when they do talk to their customers about it.
An audio podcast.
Yeah.
And those work for you. You know, it's amazing the podcasts work. Not only is it audio, not video, but it is a podcast about seeing.
Yeah, I know. I think at the end of the day, if you have podcasts are really good at cultivating attentive audiences. And at the end of the day, if you can have someone's attention and then you can bring in another new compelling story into that through an ad, like, that's great. Ultimately, I think advertising, if it's ads that are going to help me in my daily life, like, I'm all down to receive them.
What has been your biggest problem in managing growth, and how have you solved it?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think the first and foremost thing is this balance between having a direction and sticking to it, and then also being flexible about changing it, if that makes, it's kind of this contradiction. It's funny, we'll look back on, like, you know, a quarterly meeting from, you know, 3 quarters ago, and things look totally different than what they do today. But in the day-to-day, it feels like the road is clear. And I think that is really important, that balance between making sure that you're not going off track, but making sure that you're being flexible enough to keep to that path.
And what will you not budge on? What is the key point of that path to you when options come
up? The first thing is a really good customer experience.
Customer experience.
Yeah.
Meaning from the moment they come to the website till the moment they've worn them for a day.
To the moment they've worn them for a month.
A month. And
more.
When do people notice the improvement in their eyes? Within an hour? Within a couple days?
It's a great question. It's generally between 1 and 7 days. So it really depends on the person. Some people might be dealing with, like, you know, crazy amounts of eye strain, and they put it on, and 3 hours later, like, whoa, this is like significantly gone. Some people, it takes a couple of days. And so we always, if people say, hey, I'm not sure if it's working or not, we say, hey, listen, like we have a 30-day, you know, free return policy. Like, try it out for a couple more days. If you don't like it, like, go ahead and return it. But what we see a lot is people saying they notice after 3-4 days, they go, yeah, that headache that I was getting at 5 o'clock, or like that, you know, me rubbing my eyes like at 3 p.m. during that coffee break, like that's not happening anymore. And that's kind of that aha moment.
Do you call them or talk on the phone or talk in person often after they start trying them, or is this on email, these exchanges?
So a lot of this is on email, but we also have phone support as well.
And you do.
So email is really powerful, but you know, phone is great as well.
Do you do that in-house, the phone support?
We do everything customer service related, customer experience related in-house.
I bet you do.
It's the most important part of a brand. I think that a brand is ultimately, a lot of it is a connection that a customer has to that company. And the most intimate connection that someone's going to have is through our customer experience team, especially when they're like, they have a question about the product or they have a problem with their order and they're trying to figure it out. Those are like frustrating times. And if you're not there and you don't have the care and the team in place to like be able to do that really well, then you're not really creating an experience that a customer wants, and you're not really being a brand that people want to be a part of.
Well, good luck to you in your business, and your glasses look great.
Thanks a lot. Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.